This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Kick off the show, a bit of Bruno Mars.
I am in the mood for a bit of Bruno.
Well, that's funny because that's what you're doing later, yeah.
I am with Bruno Tonioli later.
Not Bruno Mars.
Not Bruno Mars, but it's a real Strictly feeling tonight.
Well, we have got probably one of the busiest shows we've ever had.
I have to say I'm scared. I feel scared because...
We've got a very tight schedule to keep to, Lizzie, and I will be keeping you to it, okay?
Please keep me in check tonight.
Yes, I will.
We have star after star.
Basically.
I'm so chuffed because we actually have the top ever psychic in the studio.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
And he knows all about who's going to do well after I'm a Celebrity.
Okay.
He feels it. He's got the vibe.
We're going to find out who's going to win X Factor.
Psychic Dave, I call him. He's wonderful.
It's because that's his name.
That's his name. But we've also got Tip to be the new Strictly Come Dancing judge.
Mm-hmm. And a very nice man. We've just had a little chat outside, haven't we?
We had a little drink.
We did have a little drink. Gary Edwards.
Gary Edwards. He is, I mean, the ballroom giant. See him on Twitter.
Yeah, with very many followers as well.
Well,
we are not worthy. We are not worthy.
No, he is incredible.
And then we also have one of your friends on the phone. Hopefully.
She has an amazing show that's coming to the West End. It is the one and only. If I say Christina, we know her by her first name, man.
Could be Aguilera.
It's Rihanna.
It's Rihanoff.
Rihanoff!
Yes, the gorgeous Christina from Strictly Come Dancing.
With Gleb.
With Gleb?
Can I tell you?
I didn't know this.
Bruno's Christmas present to me last year was Gleb's calendar. And it is still there in my kitchen. Looking amazing.
I mean, it's funny because he is not even on Strictly this year, but people are still talking about him because he was so gorgeous. Very much looking forward to speaking to them. And then we've still got two more guests.
I know, it is crazy. We've got the girl. She's only 14 years old.
Looks amazing.
Looks incredible. And she's just killing. She is killing it. She's one of the best singers. She's taking over Ibiza. Mm-hmm. She's only 14. Going to be a massive, massive, massive star of the future. Amber A. I love that name.
Amber A.
No, but she's the coolest chick ever. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Philip Baldwin who is an incredible man who was actually diagnosed with HIV. And he's doing so much, I cannot tell you.
Yeah, well,
honestly,
it'd be exciting to speak to him. He's
been with Elton John and everyone last week. He was with them all. But we've got a bumper pack show.
We certainly do. But we have a little bit of time for a chat.
Yeah, we do, because
tiny bit. Live, 5 seconds.
5 seconds, Jack. Your beard's getting very big, by the way.
It's coming off tonight.
What, all of it?
Not too much.
No, I do love you with a
guy I'm dating doesn't want me to, so it's not coming off that much.
Oh, guy's dating.
That's all you're getting. That's all you're getting. What do you think about the X Factor fight? It's coming up on Sunday, Lizzie. I am going to be there.
Ah!
And who do you think is going to win? Because I want it to be Sara Alto.
I want it to be Matt Terry.
Oh, boring.
No, he's not boring.
Boring.
No.
Boring. Secret fatty. Boring.
No.
Yeah.
How dare you say that?
He's got so many layers on.
So?
Well, it's not a problem. Not a problem.
You've got a vest, T-shirt and a shirt.
I haven't got a vest. It's my Jurassic Park T-shirt. You just got your boobs out.
No, I haven't any underwear today. You've seen what I was wearing earlier.
Well, we've got an exciting outfit for you to wear after the show, haven't we?
I know,
for your party.
Wait. I'm going to a party. Bruno Tonioli's doing a lovely dinner. And I'm going to go as...
Mrs. Claus?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus.
Or a little...
Mother Christmas.
Helpful little elf.
Helpful little elf.
Yeah.
Got my little stripy stockings.
And so can I... Sorry to go back to this, but why exactly do you want Matt to win?
Because I just think he's an unbelievable talent. Every week he has produced the goods. She hasn't. She's been in the bottom three. How many times? Three? Four?
Right at the beginning of the show, and now she's killing it.
Yes, she's killing it now. She's a bit... Okay, I'm going to say it.
She's a quirk.
Weird.
She's a bit of a quirk.
She's a bit weird. I love Sharon Osbourne. I think she supported her. Maybe it's the Icelandic... I'm
Finnish.
Not feeling it.
She's from Finland.
I just don't feel her energy. I feel Matt. I've met Matt. I met Matt when I did X Factor Live.
Yeah.
Terribly lovely guy. And he was... Fern loves me. Really, she does. And Matt Terry was simply gorgeous. But he's got it. There's something very special about
him. What's he
got? It's the Justin Bieber effect. He has something. No, not the clap. Not crabs. He has got it. He has got the X Factor.
Okay.
He's talented.
You say so.
Every week he has produced.
Okay.
Okay. And he
is produced. I think that's the problem. He's overproduced.
No,
I'm not into it.
No, he isn't. And he's got it all, from the looks to the voice to the... He's just... I think Nicole is going to be this year's winner.
Well, certainly possible. I want to fight my corner for Sara because...
Why?
I think in this horrible year... I know you're a Brexit fan, Lizzie. I'm not. I know you're a Trump fan. I'm not.
I didn't say
in this year,
he has a gold-plated lift, okay? Not even
winning,
his hair is gold-plated.
True. In this horrible year, I think it would be, in my view, I think it would be quite fab for a gay Finnish woman to win X Factor. And she's not only a gay Finnish woman, she's also very, very talented, can sing, is a ready-made pop star.
Yeah, but I'm not saying she's not talented, but She's a weirdo. Right.
Well, that may be true, but I'm a fan of a weirdo, Lizzie. I'm friends with you.
Yes, I am weird, and I know weird and different makes the world go round. But there's something certainly rather does. Strange. I don't feel the vibe. Matt Terry, by the way, is charm personified. He's talented, got a voice of an angel. He does the rock, he does the smooth, he does the romantic. He's got the look.
Latest hour, we're not talking about 5 a.m. at all, so we'll ditch them. Unless they want to come in the studio, and then we'll talk about
them.
Oh,
no, it's not called 5 a.m. Oh, five after midnight.
Yeah,
don't
you
forget.
Did get in trouble with that for Firma Can, didn't you?
No, but they said to me before the show, we are called 5 a.m.
This is weeks ago, Lizzie. We need to move on because we have a busy, busy show. So, how do you feel about some Little Mix?
I love Little Mix and I want all their clothes.
And I'm probably going to see them on Sunday because I imagine they're going to be at the X Factor final.
Show off. No one likes to show off.
Little bit of Little Mix.
Yeah, press the button. This is a shout out to my ex. He in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't picking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, babe, I'ma live my life. My life, yeah. Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back. I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Boy, read my lips, I'm over you, over you. Just say thank you for the hate, you and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. It's all
Loving that song at the moment.
Love Little Mix.
Love Little Mix. And we've got our first guest in the studio.
I'm very excited.
Psychic Dave.
The one and only Psychic Dave. Now, Psychic Dave, you are extremely talented. Can I first of all ask you, how did it all come about? How did you know you had this sort of psychic power? And is it, does it, can anyone be psychic, do you think?
Yeah, anyone.
They can be psycho.
Yeah. No, anyway. I think I've been out with a few of those.
So have I. Yeah. No, anyone can do it, Liz. Anyone can do it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did you discover it?
It's a long story, but I did.
Do you feel you just got to go with your gut? Is usually your gut instinct correct, would you say?
No. No, definitely not.
Oh, really?
No. I could sit here and like someone, like, you know.
But you're always
what I
not
see
always.
Or what I pick up, you can't be...
100%.
No, you can't do wishful thinking. And you can't say everything's going to be rosy tomorrow and you're going to meet Mr. Nice Guy and win the lottery. And really get brassed off with him. There was a lot of them out there that do that.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a problem, do you think, in the psychic community?
Not for me. It's not, because they come to me.
Yeah. True.
No, it's not a problem. It's a problem not for the... I don't know about psychic communities. I don't do circles. They call them circles, but I don't do circles.
Oh, really? Why not?
Well, think about it. If you go in a circle, I like to go bigger than a circle, so I don't go into circles.
I see.
Oh,
okay.
I like that. But, you see, I sometimes get a feeling on something, and then I think, I wish I'd gone with that feeling, and I sometimes don't trust myself.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I don't trust you, either.
Yeah, you do. You do, really.
Wouldn't trust Lizzie Cunningham as far as you could throw her.
He knows I'm naughty, Dave. He's psychic.
But what naughty. Exactly does that? Yeah. So what exactly does that mean? So explain what psychic means.
I have no idea.
You must do.
I have no idea what psychometry is. I just do what I do.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it. I really believe that anyone can do it.
And how
you can do it.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever looked at a telephone, for argument's sake, and know it's going to ring?
Yes.
Mm.
There you are. Then what's the difference?
Mm.
Isn't that psycho?
I don't know. Is
if you know it, or have you ever thought of someone and they phoned you?
Yes.
There you go. I think it's where I use part of my brain that some people don't. So.
So what do you do? Do you have like clients that kind of come to you and sort of? Want to know the future or want to know
what is it, love, yeah. Life, is it career, is it everything, is it all,
it's anything,
yeah,
absolutely anything and everything.
And how do you do it? Is it just you just tell them how you kind of what you feel about it, what you kind of get a vibe, or
I just speak my mind and if it's there, that's it.
Right.
I try and be as gentle as I can.
Right.
But you were very, I actually went to see Dave a couple of years ago. And you said, yes, I did. And it was so unbelievable, I have to say. I came away going, wow, I couldn't talk. And that, for me, that's something.
That really is. And you had a few too many wines after.
No. And I remember going, wow, how the hell did you know that? It's just weird how you get that feeling or know, or does it come to you, or does it, you can't explain it.
I can. I just listen. I just listen.
That's so crazy.
It is
See,
incredible.
Because I've never seen a psychic or done any of that kind of stuff. When I was in China, I went to go see one of those men on a table with a little bird that picks a card out for you or whatever. Yeah. Did that. But, I mean, it's...
That sounds strange.
But that's what I mean. Like, but then there's no rules, are there? It's like it's some... You just kind of do whatever you feel like.
You see, what worries me when people say pick a card and then you say top, but then I thought I could have said bottom, and then you think, is that going to change my future?
No.
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 What do you see?
Let's get something straight. They're just cards. No, they are cards.
Yeah.
And I view them, if I use them, I view them as... I'm a plumber and they're my tools.
Right.
I don't bless them. I don't get all these rituals that I've heard of, they make me want to vomit.
Really?
No, they really do. Get real, you know? You're just doing something. So get real about it. Stop.
Yeah.
If you've never been to one, you should go. I'm not denigrating everybody, just a few. You know, you walk in, I had one once, and all of a sudden it's, oh, you've got standing beside you. No. You've got... Yeah, go on.
They're waiting for a reaction from you.
Yeah,
like.
And they got none. But that's the only reason I've ever had, and that turned into a complete shambles.
Right.
Although she was on the ball, but I didn't tell her that she was on the ball.
She ended you up, made it hard for her.
No, she was actually scared stiff, and she actually ended the reading. She said, no, who are you? I've just come for a reading.
Right.
But you see, is it hard, Dave, if someone's telling you too much, say if they're totally in love with someone?
I don't do questions.
No.
If you've got a question, you can give me it. Yeah. That's fine, and we'll do that. But 9 times out of 10, I'll pick up other stuff.
Yeah. He's got magnetic eyes, aren't they? Like a wolf.
Do wolves have magnetic eyes?
Yes, okay, look at those eyes. They're amazing. Not that I've been out with many. But so Dave, now I have actually. Dave knows. Mm-hmm. He knows. Mm-hmm. Now Dave, because obviously in the celebrity world, I'm sure you've had to read for quite a few celebrities, I'm sure. But you know, we've been, there's all these reality shows, I'm a Celebrity. Now, are they going to make it? That, you know, we've got the winner of the Jungle.
Scarlett Moffat,
the new winner. Is there, because everywhere on Front of the Sun saying she's the $1 million girl now, and we're going to make it huge.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Well, Scarlett, if you're listening, I'm sorry, Dahlia. No, you don't feel it.
Not really, no. The guy who I never watched that show. I only watched it for 20 minutes when I was asked to. And so I just zipped through them quickly and ended up with those two.
So you predicted the winners.
First and second.
Yeah. Wow, because you see, it's I was convinced hard. That Adam, the cute Adam.
I thought Adam might pip to the pace in the end. Yeah.
Would.
Emmerdale.
No, because we love
Emmerdale. No. Emmerdale. I must improve my.
But do you feel those shows will enhance their careers? Because there's.
Well, enhance their bank balance.
Yeah, but not on the long term.
Not really.
I mean, I was shocked with Carol Vorderman going out so early. To be honest,
she's
on
boring.
That show,
she's boring.
What do you think? Is this going to help her career, Dave? Do you feel?
Well, it's only my opinion. No, I don't think it'll do much good for her career. According to what I picked up, the career's sort of on the wane, if you like.
Yeah, and going out early probably isn't going to help, is it?
The best days are behind her.
Ooh.
I hope I'm wrong.
I love how she got a special deal with The Sun, didn't she? So she didn't do any of those TV interviews. Her and Scarlett were the only two that happened with.
So they were all signed to a newspaper.
They were all signed to a newspaper deal, so they didn't have to do the Lorraine and the This Morning and Tuesday.
Yeah, I love the Lorraine. I think that helps you.
Yeah, well, apparently they were not up for it, so, you know.
But, Dave, you can't really say, it's a long story how you got started in this, but it is something that is a huge part of your life, isn't it?
It's a huge part of a lot of other people's lives.
Yeah, they rely on you. Is it difficult being a psychic because people kind of rely on you and hope you can show them the way, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because I don't give flannel. There's no point in giving people flannel, is there?
Mm. Mm.
So,
but are you allowed to give?
It sounds cheesy, but I actually care about. I care about them. That sounds really cheesy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
it does.
I think it makes total sense. I mean, anyone that comes into your life, unless they're a complete arsehole, like, you know, you've established a relationship with them. Of course, you care and you don't want to upset them. Or, you know, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not just after that.
Right, okay.
Far from it.
So Christmas is coming up. What will you be doing in the new year? Have we got anything exciting coming up that you're...
I have to give myself a reading on that one.
Love that!
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
That is a good point. Can you do a reading, though, on yourself? Can you get...
Yeah, it's easy.
Do
it's
you
easy.
Just say, I know this is going to happen?
It's easy.
Say a fallout with a friend. Can you kind of
it? Yeah, I did that last week. Yeah, I knew
really?
What the next day was going to fall. And I thought, no. Tried to avoid it. No, that happened.
Really? God, I wish I'd been like that a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, but don't we all? You know what it's like. So.
But you can actually get that feeling. And is it a sign, or is it someone telling you, or just a...
It's a bit of everything. It's a bit of cartomancy. It's a bit of psychic. It's a bit of... voices in your ear stuff.
Spooky, I don't like it.
Not really. But
if you've never experienced it, for someone like me, if you're saying voices, I'm a bit like, oh, I don't like the idea.
No, see,
because if I don't know where they're coming from, that's scary to me.
Not really. Say I pick up someone passed away.
Could you pick up someone that's possibly passed away from either of us?
Not in here, I couldn't. No. But yeah, possibly. Let's get this right. It is only my opinion. Let's get this right. Nobody can claim to sit down and say, I can talk to Elvis or anything else. That's in my opinion, is wrong. If they want to talk to me, maybe I can hear them. But I can't choose who I talk to.
Right, yeah.
Okay? So I've only heard my late mother twice in my life.
Yeah.
That's it, twice. And I wasn't asking her, she just... And what she told me came right.
Wow.
It is good stuff.
I am the biggest skeptic going. I disbelieve everything I do every day, every hour of the day.
Wow.
I'm not full of myself. I don't think, oh, I've got...
Me too, I'm crap at my job, but here I am.
It's true. It's so the same. Yeah, but when I saw Dave, because not many people know, I lost my father quite a few years ago, and you described the man to what he was wearing, you know, and I just think, wow, how can you do that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Not really.
But you could see him.
You're saying not really, but to me it is.
No,
yeah,
not,
but do
not.
You actually visualise them, or is it in your...
No, you can
see them.
Yes, yeah, sometimes. Normally you're sitting in the chair on the right, and that where you were sitting on the right hand side. Normally, sometimes you're standing. But let's put it in perspective. My house is not full of people every day.
No,
but every now and again...
Someone will drop in.
No, it's really, in my mind, it's the person sitting opposite me, not me. They come with them. Your father more likely. Let's look at me as a sort of aerial wing, and wherever they are, they see the signal. Go, oh, there's a good signal there. Look, we can get sky on that. Bang, we'll get that. and in they go. Okay.
Yeah.
And in they go. Simple as that. It's just like your reception.
So if any of our listeners want to get in touch or get a reading with you, how do we go about that?
I'll leave you my email address or something.
We'll put it up on
Twitter.
Because I think, Dave, you're going to be inundated. And I have seen quite a few psychics in my lifetime. But, Dave, there is no one like Dave.
That's what my mum always said.
Really? But he is incredible because he just... I mean, what you said to me was unbelievable.
Well, you're going to have to tell me about this.
I will. I will.
Not the other part, Liz. That's private.
That's between me and Dave.
Okay.
Dave, any thoughts of the... Is next year going to be a good year? Have you got a nice feeling, do you think?
For whom?
Well, can I have a little quick one? Are we allowed?
You can have a quick one. Two minutes.
I can't do 2 minutes, Liz. No. You know that from last time.
But is there a good feeling?
A good vibe.
Maybe. I'll email you, Lee.
Oh, I love that. I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful.
Best way.
Oh, well, Dave, it's so good to see you. Thank you for coming on the show. You're an incredible guy. And we'll put your email details up on the website.
Yeah, on the Twitter.
Everyone has to see Dave, let me tell you.
It sounds good
Steve,
to me.
Go and see him, Stephen. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dave.
God bless you.
It's so hard.
have your phone.
Sorry, I just had a very... I've had the strangest day.
And, I mean, it's only going to get stranger because we've got our next guest in the studio.
I know.
Oh, well, stranger.
Gary Edwards. Ballroom expert.
The ballroom giant.
The ballroom giant.
And I'm following
very
Dave.
Very big man.
I
nice to have you in
on.
Here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Gary, I love Gary.
So do I. We had a lovely little chat.
Oh, bless.
I do. Now, Gary, we've got to tell our listeners all about you, but you are all tipped at the minute to possibly be the new judge of Strictly.
Well, I think there's quite a few in the running.
There are a few in the running.
I've been in the press a little bit.
You have been in the press?
Bless the British media.
A little bit? You've been in quite a lot.
Lizzie's jealous.
I am. Who's your PR? Oh, I know him.
Oh, you do?
I was just on the phone to him, actually. Great PR you have.
All good, I hope.
All good. No, but I think you could be... for me, I'm going to say this, I think you would be the best judge on that show.
Replacement
for Len.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, there's been some names in the running, so explain a bit like how this has come to be that you...
Oh, it's such a long story.
we've got, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, there was Fred Flintstone. Very long story made very short. I started very young when I danced, and basically I loved ballroom and Latin American dancing.
Can I ask, was it hard for you? Because you are quite a striking, tall chap. You are like Superman.
Ah, but this is something very few people know. This is a little bit of a... Mm. I was actually too short for my partners in the beginning.
Oh, interesting.
I was very short for my... When I reached 15 or 16, I suddenly grew very, very fast. Sort of literally just massively fast. So I went through partners very, very quickly because I was too tall. So was I too tall? Being tall, I hate it on a lot of the shows now when they basically say that he finds it difficult because he's tall and tall guys can't dance. It's just a little bit unfashionable to be tall in dancing, but you know what? I didn't have a problem.
No. Well, if you've got a tall partner. I mean.
Well, that's right. As long as the balance is right.
And you're currently stateside, is that correct?
Yes, I spend a lot of time in Miami. Mm-hmm. I do a little bit of, I judge almost every weekend, actually, professional events. And obviously, the reason, coming back to your question, when Len was going to leave Dancing with the Stars and concentrate on Strictly, they obviously needed a new Len. Mm-hmm. So I was in the running big time to replace Len over there. Len then changed his mind and decided to. So I was like bittersweet because I was like, no, my opportunity to get on that Dancing with the Stars show. But luckily, the producers
Dancing with the Stars is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, Janine,
it's one of the biggest shows.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to Strictly, but it has got its differences. I mean, obviously, the biggest similarity is actually the fact that Len and Bruno judge that one as well as the one here.
Yeah.
And as most people know, I'm a great fan of Bruno's anyway. But over there, because Len stayed, they actually gave me, every time I go to the show, which is as often as I can, I go on Dancing with the Stars All Access, which is very much...
Oh, the sideshow.
Yeah, it's the internet, but it's actually at the same time. We actually look down on the ballroom. Okay. So it's all part of the show, and it's the new direction Dancing with the Stars has been going, very high-tech, internet, Facebook Live, Twitter, etc. And again, I talked to social media a few years ago, Ballroom Giant, and that has also helped me because instead of blogging, if you like, I basically...
Gosh, you've got a massive following, by
massive.
The way. You've got another follower because I've just followed you. It's Psychic Dave.
That's why you were on your phones.
That's what I was following.
I turned mine off.
Do you know the British panel? Do you know any of them?
Do you know what? Obviously, I've known Len. I mean, Len was basically the reason why I continued dancing because... I was born in Romford, Essex. I went to a school called Forest Lodge, and to say that I was bullied because I was dancing would be an understatement. Never actually beaten up as such, but verbal abuse the time. I was going to give up. Then I went up to the local community centre to watch a Christmas show, and it was Len Goodman and Cherry Kingston.
Okay.
And he came on the microphone, and I was like, that is who I want to be.
Oh.
Which is quite ironic when you think they're
coming. And now it's going to be happening.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
But isn't that awful that you were bullied? Because I have a very close friend who's now a big producer at ITV, but he loves ballet. And he got teased and bullied, and it really affected him. And I just said, why is that? Because they think it is, like, not macho.
The funny thing is, in those days, it was even singing. People were bullied for singing, and I always used to think, but the Welsh, the Welsh, I mean, my name is Edwards. Mm. My family, I'm assuming at some point, were from Wales. But basically, in Wales, it's not you know, you wouldn't take the mickey out of anyone for doing that. And dancing worldwide now is so huge. Mm. Thanks, obviously, Strictly gave it a new lease of life. But dancing in general, wherever you go in the world, there's always some form of dance. People love moving to music.
It's true.
You know, it's good for you. It's healthy. It makes you happy.
Feel good.
Absolutely.
Now, being stateside, have you had any opportunity to watch the British one this year?
Do you know what? Yes. I've been here for a few weeks now.
Okay. So what do you make of this this crop? Ooh. We're getting towards the final.
This is one of... I mean, I haven't seen every Strictly Come Dancing, but I've seen quite a few of them. And to be honest, I think it's the closest ever. When I heard who was in it, I honestly, in the very beginning, I thought Louise Redknapp is going to walk this.
Yeah.
And you know what? She still could win, but I think she's got a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. Win Danny.
Well, that's the...
When he took his shirt off, I think Ori is the one.
Do you know what? At the moment, I think this is the closest ever. I think any of them. I think with Ed Balls, I mean, people have said so many bad things about him, but do you know what? Without the other three, the improvement he made,
definitely.
I managed to watch him live in Blackpool, and I have to say, he improved so much.
Yeah. Because that's what the show is about, isn't it? Making people into dancers, rather than being a professional dancer
like Danny
anyway.
Mac.
Yeah, but it's almost like you want to give someone like Ed Balls a trophy for what he accomplished independently, because he had a lot of things against him. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw him as a politician a few years ago, I'd never have thought in a million years he would be like he was in Blackpool.
I booed him when he lost his... I was like, ooh, yeah. And then when he was on Strictly, I was kind of looking at him thinking, you're quite attractive, you know.
easy, tiger.
I said that, but I had had a few drinks in the green room. But no, he had something about him, his confidence, his humour.
I met him briefly, and I have to say he was a wonderful guy. He really was a really cool, I would call a cool dude. Probably not the right thing to say these days, but he was a really cool dude. Totally not what I expected from a politician.
And he got the ratings up. I think possibly if the judges could have saved him, they would have. I mean, I don't... Because obviously...
Well, who was he up again? Oh, Judge Rinder.
You have to go on dancing ability, though, don't you? So
again, though, it depends on that criteria. And I always say that's why with the judging panel here and in America, it always has to be a balanced panel. Mm-hmm. You have to have that balanced panel. And at the moment you have, and that's the deal with Len leaving, and that's the problem. Who do they put in there that is actually going to balance the panel?
Oh, I think I know someone that would be perfect.
Da 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 da! Gary Edwards. Do you know what? I'm with Bruno later. I'm going to have a little quick word.
Put in a good word.
No, but I have to say, you know Bruno. You know, obviously, Bruno very well anyway.
Yeah, well, I got to know him through Twitter. And again, people saying bad things about him on Twitter. And for me, I still believe this wholeheartedly. Hand on my heart. Obviously, radio, but I've got my hand on my heart now. For me, Bruno, in many ways, is the best qualified judge. Because although, yes, technically, Len is obviously, and I would be technically very, very qualified, if anything, overqualified. But what music do they dance to? The pop-type music, which I totally believe in. And that is basically Bruno's world. And that's why, again, when you've got Bruno there, Len there with Darcy and Craig, it is such a perfect balance of pro judges on there. That for me, I wouldn't want to be the BBC. Yes, it does.
Because you've got Craig there that is the bit of the moany one that was, you know, isn't ever really happy. Yeah. And Bruno's who's so
you put your thumb
energetic.
In the wrong place, he's not happy, is he?
You need the balance, correct. You do need that balance that makes it click.
And I do think it's a better balanced panel here. But again, the thing in common is you've got Bruno and Len, which are such that they work as a team. Mm. And that's what I really, really love. Mm. You've got those two together. And that, for me, probably more than the viewers, for example. I mean, for me, I would be watching the judges just as much as the couples. Whereas most people would say the judges are really irrelevant. For me, they're totally not. It's a part of the fact of, again, Strictly Come Dancing is an entertainment show based on a dance competition, in my opinion.
How do you feel about the dancers? Because the dancers actually sometimes think, possibly, some of them, I won't say any names, but are bigger than the show. You know, that it must be
hard.
The pro dancers. Yeah. Because... You know, obviously, they get, once the show is on, they get a huge amount of attention.
But again, they've got a good bunch at the moment, for sure. Same as Dancing with the Stars have also. But again, you've got to remember, they all come from the same world that I did. All that you want to do is be the world champion. So your drive is, I want to be a world champion. I want to win. So suddenly you go on to an entertainment show. You've got a bunch of people that want to win on an entertainment show. So it becomes a little bit about winning rather than actually making sure that the pro is 200%, because with pro-am dancing, which is the same thing as Strictly, that I judge every year the World Championship, it's basically a professional dancing with an amateur. Now, the professional's job is to make the amateur look as good as possible. They need to look 200%, and it's the same thing with Strictly, with the pros and the celebrities. The job of the pro is to make the celebrity look as good as possible.
Mm.
And it's not really about the dancer, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. But and that can be that is the problem, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what you were...
Well, ego is a tough thing.
You
don't really
notice them. You look at the celebrity and go, wow. But, you know, it's...
Do you know who I think is a good example of that? Oti, who's with Danny. She really lets him...
You are correct.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can tell there's totally a lack agree. Of ego there that's good.
Yeah, it's all about the partner.
Yeah.
Which is what it
and
should
she's
be.
Up for letting
name
him...
Name me a dancer that's the opposite.
I can't answer that.
No, you can't. You can't, but I probably could. Who would be a good example? Do you know what? Actually, I can't think of anyone now.
Thank God.
I'm worried about offending anyone.
Yeah. No, I mean, they all... But you see, they all have their own shows as well after and need to make the most of Strictly because it is the biggest watched show
and
on RTV.
It's also Puff
and Bake Off.
Oh, there you Ooh. Go. But I would argue that anyway.
I don't know. I do like a pair of buns. But
so do.
I have to say, I prefer my dancing shoes to buns, I mean, to baps. Anyway, so it is the biggest show. I mean, it is actually taking over X Factor,
well,
isn't it?
All I would say is, from my perspective, again, I lived in a foreign country called Brunei for many years. I came back to England briefly. I went over to America. I do come back to England enough times to see some of Strictly, but I didn't realise how much Strictly is a part of the British blood. It's
almost
a
really
bloodline.
Is.
I came back this time, partly because of some of the press, and I arrived at Heathrow Airport. I went to get my case, and this little old lady come running towards me, pointing, actually wagging her finger at me in a way that normally I don't like. And she was saying, you're the ballroom man off of the newspaper. And I was like, no, that's not me. But Strictly is so big that these people, and again, replacing Lynn, why it's going to be so difficult, everyone takes it personally. Everyone believes they are part of the show. And again, just goes to show what a great job the BBC have done over the last few years, because they've created such an amazing show, an amazing franchise worldwide now. Now we've got the one in Ireland starting.
Oh, I heard about that.
But not only that, you've also got the fact of using this modern music has really propelled dancing worldwide, because like I always did in my shows, I used to do a show to I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt. and obviously the very infamous, like Billie Jean, for example. But it's a case of I believe in all that. And that's where, again, where the Bruno connection comes in. So similar.
Yeah. Bruno.
Basically, with Bruno, because he comes from that pop world, the video, that's why I think he does such an awful job. And his contribution is so, for me, people love Bruno, yes. But really, technically, he's actually really, really good now as well.
Yeah, because you didn't know Bruno did all the banana. I'm with them tonight, Bananarama.
Bananarama, yeah.
I'm
obsessed with Bananarama. Lizzie, why do you invite me
tonight.
To these parties? Can you record a message for me?
I'm going to be the third member.
Can you record
a
message?
Okay, I will, I promise. I'll record a message for you.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I will, I promise. Okay. But he did all the pop videos.
I remember seeing him on videos of him on Top of the Pops and stuff back in the day.
That's right.
Stretching out.
He was famous for his shorts, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Quite sexy.
He's got good legs.
Google.
But you yourself work with Michael Jackson.
Again, partly why I think I relate to Bruno so well. For me, in Brunei, the classic scenario, it made my life, really. I got to meet all these celebrities, all these pop stars, these athletes. But the one day that, again, I never knew who was going to come in the door to teach. It was all top secret. The door opened and there was Michael Jackson. And it was like everyone had scooped up all my innards and just... I was literally like flying inside. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to teach this man? What can I possibly teach him? But he was so...
But you did.
Oh, he was just... It was a dream. It really was a dream. Supposed to be there for 20 minutes, half an hour. He was there for an hour and a half.
Did he have the high-pitched voice when you were speaking to him?
Was he strange? Because everyone thinks he's very...
Was he strange?
He was an odd
Very quiet,
guy.
Very, very respectful.
Like myself.
Oh, exactly like yourself. I had no idea who you were down there when you walked in. I had no idea who
poor,
you were.
Poor, poor, he got...
Bless.
Poor Gary won't say what happened when I walked in. Had a little moment.
Oh, yeah. Be the first time.
Oh, I'm going a bit, oh, blush. So again, it was a case of he really did want to know why I was in Brunei teaching dancing, which again, even sometimes I had to ask myself that question.
Yeah.
But you know what? He was so respectful and so he was looking up to me.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, I'm looking at my God in a way, the legend that is Michael Jackson. I was thinking how fabulous he was. And he treated me like I was better than him in many ways. I showed him how to dance more than teaching him. He picked it up so fast. We danced shadow side by side, so he was copying me. Danced briefly with him. I think I said to you earlier, I went to the DJ booth and I was looking for the music, and again, thinking I'm not going to use something from the 70s or the 60s. Yeah, yeah. So I found Billie Jean, and I thought, you know what? I'd done a show to that. I know I can do cha-cha. So I put Billie Jean on, and of course, that blew his mind, the fact that we were dancing cha-cha Jean.
I'd love to see.
Oh, it was.
Well, it's a private thing that you did and will stay with you for the rest of your life. Oh, you're very lucky.
Biggest achievement of my life, and certainly something that I don't think I can ever top it. I mean, people said to me, if you got the Strictly job, would that top Michael Jackson? Sorry, BBC. No.
It's such an iconic.
Michael Jackson is just Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And it is, again, he was very quiet, very respectful, and as far as I'm concerned, a superhuman being.
Yeah, as you said, you know, and he'd never always. Never took the money, just, you know.
No,
nope,
he
like
donated his fee to his charity. He didn't take the fee. I won't say what it was, but no. he donated his fee to charity. And he went there several times. He was a lovely, lovely man. Whatever anyone else knows or is up to them, I didn't see that.
Everyone I met who worked with him or knew him, like David Guest, just said he was the most incredibly generous
and
kind.
So humble.
Yeah, humble, quiet, but humble guy.
And he did mess with my cha-cha a little bit, as I'm going to be very careful how I say this.
How did he mess with your cha-cha?
Well, he said, I normally say it a little bit different because of my accent, but basically he said, let's make it funky. So we did make it funky, and I have to say, to this day, I still dance a little bit of that. So, as much as he can't do what I showed him, I still do remember, and I still use what he's gave to me. So
that's amazing.
Gosh,
well, Gary,
you are incredible.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to get to see much more of you.
For me, I'm saying it here now, Gary. I want you to be the next judge.
Well, you've got an ear. You've got an inward there, Lizzie.
I have. I will honestly.
So fingers crossed next year.
But you have the whole.
You've got the right aura. Got the right aura.
Oh, I've got an aura.
You've got a lovely aura. It's like if Dave liked it anyway, didn't he?
Oh, he's listening now.
He's listening. He knows we're talking about him. Lovely to see you, Gary.
Yes.
And it's the best of luck.
Thank you so much
for
coming
in.
And
you guys
it's been
great.
A real honour having you here at FUBA. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be seeing much more of you in 2017, hopefully.
Ooh. Yay! My new judge! It's Gary, everyone!
No, who's taking you home, 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 and loving you so, 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 the way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 and loving you so, 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 the way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know, wasted, and the more I drink, the more I think about you, oh, no, no, I can't. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. Time I go out, yeah. I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new, yeah. I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool. Do you think of me? What we used to be? What we used to be?
jealous. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make it better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still
I don't wanna know. Who's taking it wrong? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I'm in a bit of a crossroads with this one because neighbours upstairs, very, very loud sex, and I've also got a few other notes that I just found online from people that have gone through similar situations.
Okay.
Here's one that I found from someone who was in flats and their neighbours were having really, really loud sex, so they sent them a note drawing a dinosaur, and the note said, safe sex Trex says...
The man said safe sex Trex.
Focus, my mistake! Focus! Focus on the job at hand!
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration. Foundation. A special bond of creation.
Nights by the water, she's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby, all on her own. No one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
Stay
tells
up there.
Him your life. You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to
Stay up
do.
Stay up
so rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry.
In the hard life without no fear, yeah. Just see and know that you really care. Cause any obstacle come you well prepare. And no mama you never said tear. Cause you have to set things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. When the pops disappear, in a wrong bar can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry.
Bang, 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 all right then.
She got a 6-year-old trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says,
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to do. Yeah.
Lizzie, we've already got our third guest in.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's non-stop this evening, isn't it? What is going on?
It's a party at the FUBAR Radio
Studio. I have to say, she's by far the most gorgeous so far.
Unbelievable looking. let me just tell you, way too good for radio.
Amber Ray, welcome to the studio.
Amber Ray.
Thank you very much. It's Amber Ray here, and I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, good.
Well, Amber Ray, can I... Firstly, your hair is... incredible.
Oh, thank you so much.
I just want your hair.
People spend a long time trying to get hair like that and a lot of money.
It's very cool hair. Now, Amber, you're a bit of a sensation, my darling. You're only 14 years old, which I cannot believe.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you.
But you're doing amazingly well. Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Australia, Ibiza. I started at 10, 11, doing my songs, and I just loved it. It was amazing for me, and I just continued.
How did you discover that you had such a voice?
Oh, actually, it was with my friend. We just had this idea of doing a song, and one day I told my dad, I want to go to the studio, and he said, okay, let's go.
I mean, most people's dads would be like, well, you're going to have to wait.
Get a studio. Yeah. So dad took you. You said, "Dad, I want to do this. Let's go to." Because your father is very well known. He's an incredible man.
Yes.
Your father, who's here,
yes,
today. Hello, Dad. Waving to Dad. So you've got a family of music. It's in your blood.
In my blood.
It's in your blood. So you said, "Dad, I want to go to the studio."
Yes. So we did a little Christmas song. It won't be released.
But you got to practice.
And after. We just stopped because I liked it, but I had school and everything. I was very young. So at 11, I just went back to the studio and we did the first song, who I won't say the name. we did this song and we came back home and it was like a big dinner. We just listened to it. Everybody listened to it. And they said, oh, it's an amazing song. And it just started like that. And after I said, let's go every day then.
Wow. Well, every day to the studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
It started like that. You knew.
Boom. Yeah, knew. Just like that.
Isn't that incredible?
I mean, it is incredible because I know when I was 14, I was too busy playing computer games.
I don't want to say. I wonder what you're going to say then.
No, but I mean, it is incredible to have that determination at such a young age. Like, where do you think you get that from?
All my parents.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You got a very amazing history because your family's in the music industry. You've got an amazing mother who I adore.
She's
mom.
Gorgeous too.
She's gorgeous as well. A little hot chick there. She's very hot. We know where you got the looks, got everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it just you've always wanted to sing?
Yes, always.
And you've got your first EP coming out?
Yes, in February.
So what can we expect from that?
Well... I don't know.
Is it all finished yet, or are you still working on it?
Yeah, it's all finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And who's your inspiration? I mean, who do you get your vibes
singers?
From?
Yeah. Well, I like Al Green, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is killing it at the moment.
He is.
It's like every song he releases is like golden, right? Like he's doing really well.
He's very cool, isn't he?
I'm obsessed with Bruno Mars' music videos. They're always so well produced. I think he's a bit like Michael Jackson. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No, okay, fine. The cheese sounds alone. That's all right. I can accept that.
And you've got, I mean, I've seen your music video, which is just spectacular. This girl can dance as well. She's a mover.
Oh, really?
So tell us, because it was directed, wasn't it, by Laura Louise, wasn't it?
Yes.
Or not?
Yes.
August the 2nd.
Yeah.
How did? What was that like?
Well, it was in my house. And
in Ibiza.
Yes.
The amazing White House.
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Hopefully I will go one day.
You will certainly come. We were doing some photos and we just said, I'm in the dress and everything, so let's do the video. And we just found a white background and everything. We've got the people here, so we just started doing the video. And my mom did the dress, and she directed, and the photo girl, well, she did the video stuff and everything.
Was it how you imagined it would be? Because I can't imagine what filming a music video must actually be like.
Well, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting. Because
it was on the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
It was cool.
So we've actually got one of your tracks to play. I Say Stop.
Yep.
We're up for giving it a bit of a listen. Do you find it difficult listening back to yourself, or are you
it's
proud?
Kind of weird. But
what is it a combination of? Because you've got it's like an amazing mix, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like drum and bass, electric pop, a bit like that.
Wow,
I
that
really
is
like
right
it.
Up my street. So I'm excited to hear Woo! It. Should we play
okay,
it now?
Let's do it.
Go.
You're going down, down on my base. Took my heart right out of space. You're going out, out of my base. On my heart and I'm cheese. On my heart and I'm cheese. It's going crazy. I could see the crowd go up high. I can see your face, alright. I can see the air flow around everything I see. Thing I see. I say stop, I say stop, I say stop. You're going down and I'm down on the road. You can see me and I'm obvious. You're swimming and I'm down on the sea. Don't you know it's so dangerous? I can see the crowd go up high. I can see the air in the sea, flying from the sky in my spirit. You're going up, up on your base. You took my heart right out of space. You took my heart right out of space. I say stop, I say stop, I say stop.
I want to be on the beach. I want to have a cocktail in my hand.
Sun going down.
Exactly. It's giving me those vibes.
At the White
it's really
House,
good.
Looking
yeah.
Looking over the ocean.
So that's out now. Is that right?
Yes.
So
since August.
Okay, great. So people can get hold of that.
And the music video directed by Laura Louise.
I mean, I'm going to have to check that out.
You've got to check it out.
Yeah.
You're in white against this white wall.
So you're obviously 14 years old, as we've already said, and you're doing following this music career. Are you still doing all the school stuff? Are you still kind of...
Yes.
So do you enjoy that as well, or are you kind of focused on the music? What's the... How does it work?
I prefer music, but we need to go to school, and...
It's true.
Everyone needs to go, so I just enjoy it.
Okay.
You just enjoy it. I mean, do they, do your friends a bit jealous because you're here doing the music business, living the dream in a way? Is there a bit of jealousy, or is it cool?
I think it's cool.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I'd love to hear.
I mean, to be fair, that's rare. If the, you know, that's most people get jealous. That's
they
just
do.
The way it is. People are jealous of you and me all the time, Lizzie.
Listen,
gorgeous,
just look
stunning
at my Twitter.
Looks. I mean, if
I get Twitter
full of abuse.
Full of abuse about my muff. I don't care. I love it. I get so much abuse on Twitter, but hey ho.
That's what happens when you're in the public
eye,
isn't
it? Happens,
you know,
it
these
happens.
Things happen.
And friends you think are friends are not friends.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you've got to be careful in
got
that.
Got to be
in
careful. So tell us about the future. What's the next thing, my darling?
Well, there is this special and exclusive preview for you guys. It's
woohoo!
Yes.
Wow. For Fuba Radio.
Yes, of
love
course.
That.
It was going to be on February, but this is a preview for just Fuba Radio.
Wow.
Okay.
For the listeners.
So what's it called?
Woman Like a Fantasy.
Woman Like a Fantasy.
Ooh, and I love the title.
Very you, Lizzie Candy. Very
you. I love
you.
The title, darling.
Well, it's been amazing having you in the studio.
It is so incredible. And have we got this? Can we play this, Stephen?
We've got it ready to go.
I am so excited. Let me tell you, a star of the future, but just a natural beauty and naturally talented.
Natural star charisma.
Unbelievable.
And that is rare these
and
days.
Bray, remember who helped you, right? Come on.
50-50. I
love this girl.
No, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you
in.
For
and
coming
here
in.
Here is the exclusive of Women Like a Fantasy.
She talks like a fool and she laughs like an angel. Her teas are so sweet and she is so smart. But her eyes are so fierce, looks like a wolf who's waiting for its prey. Her claws are so sharp, her fur is so warm, her eyes are so indescribable, just like a woman. She's in the middle of the world, world, world. She's in the middle of the world. Her lips are so smooth, and she acts like a devil. Her gestures so nice, and she is so cold. You know how he feels, just like a rose in the middle of your heart. Why can't I see her? She's like a drop of water, stopped by time. She's in the middle of the world. She's in the middle of the world. A glass of red wine. Gorgeous, you should go prison. It's beautiful, it's flowing in your veins. She's in the middle of the world, world, world. She's in the middle of the world.
presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Trust me, cocoa butter and fairy liquid is doing me a way. Johanna's got that thing in tubs. I went to the yard, yeah, and I just see cocoa butter in the bathroom. But you know, like the industrial size Palmer's thing. You know, like she got name brand cocoa butter.
Oh, snap.
I'm looking at her like, yo, so who stayed over? Like, no, that's mine. Right. You know, went in the fridge, I saw jerk chicken, I saw Bayesian sauce. We're easy, Johanna.
I knew you were coming, so I googled appropriate snacks.
Every Friday.
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull the juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she sit on that. Vidor's and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranha see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trend set up, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so bold. But hey, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art. Better yet, street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers and your statisticians. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with him. The tribe be the best in 8th division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Cube on your head, top.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. Bad folks, you must go.
Oh, look at that. Loving that. And everyone needs to go check out Amber Ray on social media. So
I
do the search.
That girl.
Do the
Let
search.
Me tell you something. She's not just a natural beauty,
mm-hmm.
hair of a goddess,
mm-hmm.
stunning, 14 years old, but she is talented.
She is.
That voice.
I know. Incredible.
Voice of an angel.
And that's rare these days. But we've got our next guest already on the phone.
OMG.
Your good friend, Christina Rianoff. And I believe Gleb as well. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just oh, hey, how are you?
Gleb, you're I'm in good, my I'm kitchen. Good. Gleb, Bruno Tonioli for my Christmas present gave me you for a Christmas present as a calendar.
What's your favourite month?
Oh, baby, they're all my favourite. I love May because it's my birthday. But there's one, yeah, I kept 1 month on for longer. But Gleb and Christina.
Hello, my darling. So from now on, it's not OMG, it's OMD. One more dance.
One more dance, baby. Yes, I cannot wait. So tell us, Christina and Gleb, all about this. It's so exciting.
It is exciting. Obviously, we are here for a couple of concerts at Adelphi Theatre this Sunday. And we have a 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. show. And what it is really, it's a concert style dance show where we have amazing dancers amazing singers from West End, and also Megan McKenna singing her couple of songs, and of course Gleb and myself dancing together.
Wow.
So it's gonna be more like a pop concert.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's gonna be really awesome. We've got not just ballroom dancing, but also different styles, contemporary hip hop. So it's gonna be really, really amazing. And you know, anyone who's listening right now, go to onemoredance.london, get your tickets, and come join us for a celebration of this Christmas and the dance.
Oh my God! So this actually, you've got everything. It's like you have the singing, you've got dancing. We've got everything in this show.
Well, it's not just dancing. We have all form of dancing in there. We have hip hop and ballet and contemporary, ballroom, Latin, Argentine tango. You name it, we have it. We have absolutely incredible dancers. Those who can dance pretty much anything, and we of course will do ballroom and Latin. We wanted to have a big mixture of things so people can enjoy and all generations can enjoy our show. So it's a family concert. Please bring along all of your siblings and enjoy.
I tell you what, I am so excited. I am so excited because I'm obviously missing you, Christina, and Gleb from Strictly this year because you were both my favourites. And
all gone in 1 year. Boom, done.
It's all done. But I'm going to see you in the flesh on Sunday night. I can't wait.
Yes, you are. You're coming to 7:30 show.
It's going to be amazing. Now, guys, how did you do the rehearsal? Because obviously, Gleb, you're in the States because of Dancing with the Stars. And Christina, you've just had, I mean, you're looking incredible. Had your gorgeous baby girl. How have you done this?
So about a month ago, Christina came to LA and we, you know, mapped out the whole show and we started rehearsals and our solos we already choreographed and we already rehearsed. So, and then when she was in London, I was still in LA, they started rehearsing the group numbers here and, you know, it's looking so far, it looks amazing.
Each other and learning each other's choreography. So, you know, we're professionals, Lizzie, we can do anything.
Certainly are.
I've got to say,
we can actually freestyle the whole show, and you won't know it.
Wow.
Well, Christina, you're like Superwoman because this girl had a baby, and I saw her a few weeks after, and she looked like the same. Incredible.
Oh,
I was like, how have you done?
Time, Lizzie.
No, seriously, you looked incredible, and let alone put on this show. I have to say. And you're back in shape and dancing.
Has it been hard? Has it been hard, you know, do you take the baby with you? How does it work?
It's been very, very hard, actually, you know, to get back into shape because I was breastfeeding. Obviously, I couldn't go on a diet or anything mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, it's been difficult to sort of lose weight. But, you know, about a month ago, I just started going to yoga classes and so on, and obviously dancing a lot. So it helped me to kind of bounce back. I'm never going to be the size I was on Strictly, and that's fine. You know, my girl, my little baby, you know, she's the most important thing in my life, so that's absolutely fine.
But, she's, by the way, adorable, and the image of Ben.
And I know. And, you know, he's an incredible father.
Yeah,
and,
he's gorgeous.
He's looking after her, obviously, while we're in rehearsals, and I could have done it without him. He's just amazing.
Listen, I'm standing next to Christina right now, and I tell you that she looks incredible. She looks amazing, and she looks better than Strictly.
She
does. Well, he has to lift me all day long, so we'll see what he says on Sunday.
Yeah, true.
Listen, you're both looking very good, I can imagine. I'm so excited for this show. I mean, but guys, do you miss not being on Strictly?
Gleb doesn't because he's still doing it in America.
Well, he's doing the States side. But,
exactly.
Yeah, but the English version is very different, isn't it, Gleb?
It is very different. You know what? But we've been given this incredible opportunity to work again together, to dance together. And, you know, London is one of my favorite cities. I'm so happy to be back. I actually love the weather. I really enjoy it. I really...
Gleb likes the rain?
I'm the only one.
Gleb.
Well, LA can get a bit hot, you know. I do understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be amazing. This Sunday, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. We dance again together. And all the Strictly fans are going to be there. And it's going to feel like, you know...
coming back home to your family and friends.
Exactly.
I am so excited for this show because a lot of the dancers do shows, but they, for me, they're very much of the same. It's like the ballroom. It's the same theme. You know, it's classic ballroom.
Our show is very different.
This sounds so different.
We want to tick all of the boxes and sort of give all generation a little bit of everything, you know, to see and to enjoy. We have amazing dance anthems, which I've known around the world, obviously, famous songs from Strictly. our favorite numbers, Argentine Tango for me, or Se Paso Doble for Lev.
Oh, it's so my favorite.
It's going to be incredible. So please go watch One More Dance at the Adelphi Theatre this Sunday.
Wow. And so, Christina, it's Sunday. Where can people get their tickets? Do they just go to the box office at Adelphi Theatre?
Yes,
how do they do it?
They can get tickets at Adelphi Box, obviously, ticket agency, and also on onemoredance.london.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I'm furiously jealous that
please
I can't go.
Yes.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm Lizzie, you're going to have to report back next week about how good it was.
I am going to give a review of this. Okay, I want front seats. Okay,
I want. Well, you know what kind of review is going to be, Lizzie? Because you're going to get a calendar from Gleb, and you're
going to
be
oh, Jesus, I do need another calendar, Gleb. I have to say.
Maybe this one could be signed.
Oh, personally.
Personalized.
I will be so thrilled.
I'll take off my shirt and we'll take a picture. So you have a real picture.
Lizzie.
I'm blushing. If you could just see me, Gleb, I'm feeling very hot. I'm feeling very hot. Well, it sounds a show with a difference. This is going to be. I'm so
excited.
You're
in for a fun Sunday night.
We're in for a fun Sunday night.
Thank you.
And, you know, you are my two favourite dancers. You know that. Christina, you know I love you, Christina. I hope Ben and Uncle, is the baby going to be there? I'm desperate to see. I've met them. She's grown up so much, Christina.
She's 5 months and a half, and yes, she's not going to be there, obviously. She's too small for these.
She wouldn't enjoy the spectacle, I don't think.
I'm very good.
Yes, I did dance with her at home a little bit around my kitchen.
Aww.
It's too cute. Well, guys, listen, we want to wish you the best of luck from FUBAR.
Yes.
The show's going to be a huge success, and we'll put on the website where to get the tickets and everything. And
amazing.
I will see you both Sunday night. I'm so excited.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck,
best
guys.
Best of luck. And Gleb, I'm in love with you, Gleb.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. You're in for a fun Sunday night.
I spoke to Gleb.
You certainly did. And you're probably going to meet him and he's going to take his top off for you.
Well, I've met him before and he kind of didn't really notice me.
He's got a gorgeous wife, a very gorgeous wife.
Oh, she
must
beautiful.
Be furious with all these women
I know.
Harping on around her, you know, going
well,
off.
Well, you know what?
I think it's all good. Do you know what I fancy?
Come on.
Apart from Gleb. I fancy a little Christmas song.
I'm feeling very hot.
Little Christmas song?
Yes, please, darling. I need to be iced down.
And it's one that you actually feature in the video of, I believe.
Not Driving Home for Christmas.
A little bit of Driving Home for Christmas.
Chris Rea! Yeah!
Just the same. FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
If it could go wrong, it goes wrong. But that's a really... I watched that on an aeroplane. And have you found that airlines now show movies that you can't quite believe they show on aeroplanes anymore?
100%, like Flight.
Flight's on there. What on earth?
Planes have... They just make a good film even better.
What
and
is
bad
that
films
it's true.
Watchable.
It's so true.
I don't know what it is.
It's a new podcast. So true.
Films on planes.
Every Friday.
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Because, do you know what?
What?
I've actually got a little bit of an outfit I'm going to wear. I've got a little Christmas dinner.
I'm excited to see this outfit.
I'm going as Mother Christmas.
Mother Christmas. Very festive.
Yes,
can't
I
wait
am.
To see it.
I've got my little Christmas outfit.
And you'll look gorgeous.
Thanks, darling.
I want to talk to you about something.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble. You're not really.
I've been in enough trouble. Wait a minute. Yeah, go on.
How do you feel about Mick Jagger having his eighth child at the age of 72?
Wow.
He now has a daughter that's younger than his great-granddaughter.
The gherkin's still working, isn't it? wow, whatever he does. I mean, you think, all that rock and roll lifestyle, all those probably alleged drugs and all the sorts he did, it would have taken its toll, but obviously everything's...
Made no difference whatsoever.
He's so fertile.
But he's like a plough field.
Now, listen, that is a real age to have a child. I mean, how is he going to...
Well, he's not changing nappies, is he?
They're going to have nannies and help, but is it fair on the child? There's the question.
What do you think?
I don't actually think it is, because I'm sorry.
Well, that child's going to be 10 years old and he's going to be 82.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't actually think it's fair. And you need to have energy. I had my kids young. You know, I love being a young mum. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it now. It would be knackering. And no matter how much money you have, you know, I have friends that have had kids in their 60s and they're absolutely shattered and they've got loads of help.
Yeah.
You know, having young children, I don't think it's fair. That's my personal view.
I think I agree with you on this one, I have to say. Not often we agree, Lizzie.
On Mick Jagger, we're agreeing on Mick Jagger.
Who would have thought, of all people?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I think life's wonderful. Having children is fantastic. But at that age...
I mean, who can be asked? Who can be asked?
Mick Jagger.
I don't want to have a child now. Do you know what I mean? Like...
It's a tough one because people think, well, you're giving life, he's got the money, or give it a wonderful, wonderful upbringing.
As long as his other seven children.
It will have the best schools and the best nannies.
But it doesn't have the love of a parent.
No,
I think that's very important.
Your father's going to be an old age pensioner on a Zimmer frame.
But
he has got, he looks good. He's very young for his age.
Well, that doesn't make any difference, though, does it? Looking good is one thing. But if your bones are all falling apart on the inside, you know, like.
Yeah, but
we know one bone is working just fine.
One bone is working very fine. I wonder what he's taking. How does he do it?
Pixie dust. That's what Madonna told me when I asked her, how does she stay looking so young? Pixie dust.
I bet you went, oh,
what about all the surgery, Madonna?
Yeah, Botox and fillers and all the rest of it, whatever else.
I mean, Mick Jagger's not one for that, is he?
No, he isn't. And But I think he looks very good for his age. I do think so. And he's very slim and energetic. He still bounces around the stage. I mean, I don't know
I don't know these days if he's bouncing around.
Well, have you seen the Rolling Stones in concert?
Do I look like someone that's a Rolling Stones fan?
Listen, they are an epic, legendary band. I have seen them and he bounces about. He's
really?
Running from one end to the other constantly. He's very fit.
Him.
He does loads of yoga. And
he's very thin, isn't he? Very
he's a slim
man.
Jim.
Very
slim pickings.
Slim pickings.
But he's obviously, something's working.
But I tell you what isn't working at the moment, Lizzie. If reports are to be believed... Kim and Kanye. Over.
Well, I did say this a few weeks back, didn't I?
Mm-hmm,
do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I said it's over.
Why do you think that is?
Because he's mad.
Ego.
He's bonkers.
His ego.
I think the ego's got the best of him. And from what I've heard, he is acting quite strange.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard when you're in that limelight. You believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. No one's bigger than anyone else, you know, and I think you can believe it.
Yep.
And the worst drug in the world is the fame drug. And
ooh.
I think... You can get really addicted to it.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I think that Kim is a bit of a psycho too.
How dare you? She's my best friend. She
Please.
Just takes me. Kim? No. Listen, Stephen, I disagree there. I don't think she is. Well, tell me then, why is Kim a psycho?
Well, just because I think that anyone that lives their life that much in the public eye cannot be leading a normal life, right? Do you know what I mean? Since October, she hasn't been on Twitter or anything after that awful incident in Paris where she was
I mean,
bound
do you think
gagged.
That's got something to do with it?
Yes, I think it does. I think she's probably reevaluating all aspects of her life now, isn't she? And maybe if the marriage with Kanye isn't working, we're not saying that that's definitely the case.
But I agree with you there, because I think if something's really tragic or something happens in your life, Kim's been through, it does make you evaluate everything.
Yeah, so if something's not quite right, like her marriage, then maybe now she's thinking, well...
Life's short.
Life is bloody short.
It
really is. It's very precious. People don't appreciate that very much.
And I don't want a lunatic as a husband.
And no, time to move on.
Who wears weird clothes?
She's definitely not going to struggle to find another bloke, so...
Well, no, but what worries me is it going to be another... You know,
another
lunatic is going to want to be in the show and get loads of publicity, and then we've got another drama and saga.
I mean, this is her third marriage, right?
But you know, when you meet Kim, as you've met her, I've met her. She is very sweet, slow talking,
tiny,
quiet, tiny, very tiny, sweet girl.
Yeah.
Do you think our mum's to blame a little bit? Do you think it's pushy parents?
I think they're all complicit in it, but obviously it starts somewhere, and you know, Chris pushed them into this life, didn't she? But they were very rich because of it, so who's complaining?
I think she's just sat there and thought, you know what, revalued things and thought, he's a bit bonkers.
Well, we'll wait to see if it's actually true, but I've got a feeling that it is. Shall we play a little track and then get our last guest in?
I'm so excited for our last guest.
Very handsome.
He's an amazing man.
Philip Baldwin.
Philip Christopher
Baldwin. Philip Christopher Baldwin.
Yes.
I've got three names written down on here.
And I can't wait for us to chat to him. So let's play a quick track and we'll chat to Philip.
We will.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. When you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Be faster, emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So much younger yesterday.
Living your like best life there, aren't you, Lizzie?
I'm
dancing away,
that track.
Swaying away to a bit
I'm
of Hayley.
I'm loving that track. I'm really warm in here. I've got my little
absolutely boiling,
on.
And you've got next to nothing on, so
I'm
I don't know how that's
clothed today, Stephen.
To be fair, compared to normal,
thank you.
Yeah,
very excited.
Yes, we've got our next
another guest,
the last guest. Save the best till last, as
Philip
they say.
Christopher Baldwin.
I want to say thank you very much for having me on the show today. There's a really, really great atmosphere in the studio.
Aww.
So it's a real pleasure to be here.
That's so sweet.
That's very nice of you.
It's
we
full
like
of
to keep
love.
It. We try and keep it light and fun. You know, it's all good.
Full of love at FUBA.
So tell us a bit about yourself. You are a gay rights activist.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with HIV in 2010 when I was 24 years old.
Wow.
And I kind of spent my 20s coming to terms with that. And over the past 2 to 3 years, I've really been focusing more on on actually trying to change the world, to be honest.
That's a lofty task.
That's a hard task. Yeah, because obviously in 2010, I must have been a huge shock when you got that diagnosis. I mean, how was that? Take us back from that time. How did you cope with it, really?
So I was working as a lawyer, and I just started my job about 6 months previously, and I felt like I had my entire life in front of me. I went to the STI clinic over my lunch break from work, and I received the really shocking news that I was HIV positive. And it came like a punch to the stomach, really. I was simultaneously frightened. I was uncertain about my future, and I actually didn't know that much about HIV at that time.
Mm. Well, I think that's actually as a gay man, like, that is something that is still a struggle. People don't realise. I didn't realise until recently that if you're on medication and taking it every day and, you know, living, you can continue to lead a completely normal life.
Yeah, so I've got people who are on antiretroviral medication will have a completely normal lifespan. And I think something else which is worth pointing out as well is that once an HIV positive person is on treatment, their viral load goes to undetectable. So that means that the HIV levels in their blood are so low that it's effectively impossible for them to pass the virus
on.
And I think, you know, that's another reason why it's so important, really, to get people testing for HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Last week was a World AIDS Day on the 1st of December. And in the run-up to that, we had a National HIV Testing Week. And there are still, there are about 13,000 people living in the UK who are HIV positive, but who don't know their HIV status.
Mm-hmm.
So really, one of the core parts of my messaging is to get out there, to get testing. It's free, it's easy, it's confidential. And if you test negative, you end any doubt. If you test positive, you can start treatment, meaning that you can remain healthy.
Yeah.
Gosh. So it's all positive. It's all positive stuff. But for you at the time in 2010...
Without that knowledge,
you thought your world was falling apart.
I mean, it was really difficult for me back then. I think I was very worried about my career, actually. It took me about 2 years to tell my employer that I was HIV positive. Initially, I told a close circle of friends, and they were really supportive. The last people who I told were my parents. I think in terms of both my HIV status and coming out as gay, sometimes it can be hardest to tell the people you love the most.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I definitely found when I was coming out as a teenager.
Why is it so hard to tell?
Because you're scared of rejection.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same with talking about HIV, isn't it? You're scared of what people will say and how they will react, and you want to keep things as they are, lead a normal life. And that's not always a guarantee when you tell people things that shock them.
So. Yeah, I know, it's hard. You think, because I'm mum of two boys, but I hope that, you know, anything like this happened, they could tell me instantly without a worry. But it is such a worry, and it is a burden. You know, you felt that weight on your shoulders.
I think I've got a very close relationship with my mum, but I think when I did tell her that I was HIV positive, she was really frightened for me, and it was almost like reliving those initial weeks after my diagnosis again. I think my mum was only reassured about my health when I took her to see my HIV specialist. I think
that's interesting.
Yeah, in the UK, we've got a really great NHS, and I've been supported right from the start by a really great HIV specialist.
Wow.
And I was able to take my mum to see my HIV specialist, and the three of us sort of discussed my health for about half an hour, and afterwards she was really much more relaxed about yes. things. But I think, you know, that's another reason as well why it's so important to get the message out there that you can be HIV positive, but you can be happy mm-hmm. and healthy. Because you know, I think my mum was really worried that I might die.
Yeah. And that's a legitimate fear, I guess, with any child, who, no matter what they're doing, you know, it's like, so yeah, I mean, that's a...
So, Philip, how did you then turn things around when you had to, you've kind of accepted this is how it is, right, positive, I've got to make my life and keep going. What did you do?
So, I finally had the confidence to tell my employer about my HIV status towards the end of 2012. And shortly afterwards, I told my parents as well. And I think with that, there was a lot of... I really finally came to terms with my HIV diagnosis. Mm-hmm. It was like coming out a second time. I feel I came out as gay when I was in my late teens, and then I finally sort of came out as HIV positive to everyone in my late 20s. Mm. And I think it made me realise that I should do more to raise awareness, because it had been a real struggle telling my employer about mm-hmm. about my HIV, and there were very few people who are openly HIV positive working in the city. Or actually, if you go back about 3 years, there were very few people you know, even in the media who were openly HIV positive. So I started working on an autobiography called Positive Damage, which described how I came to terms with my HIV whilst being a lawyer. And it was around this time I started working more with charities such as the Terence Higgins Trust.
Oh, yeah.
And also Positively UK and Positive East. And as my activism really gained momentum, I started to realise that this was my vocation in life. And I finally left my job as a lawyer at the beginning of last year.
Wow.
And now you're following your passion and changing the world.
Well, I feel I'm really fortunate to have a voice on gay rights and also on HIV, and I'd like to help as many people as possible mm-hmm. to fight prejudice around LGBT issues, and also to make yes. it easier for people living with HIV.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
So inspiring.
It's amazing. It's
lovely.
Amazing. I told
lovely.
You, he's amazing. He's an amazing man. But I mean, have you had many? I mean, for me, I was at your event, which was incredible. Which was in September. I can't believe it was in September. And you were so inspiring when you spoke, and I just think the whole room was still because you just thought, wow, what you've come through, and you're just giving back now. You're helping so many people. And so inspirational.
What I would like to say is, though, I couldn't be the... I sort of referred earlier to having these really great doctors. I think I've been very fortunate in that I'm surrounded by really supportive people.
Yes.
And they include people like yourself, Lizzie.
Oh.
You know, it means a massive amount to me that you support my HIV activism, that you came along to my dinner in September was great, and I mean it was a really, really fun event, but at the same time, you know, there was a more serious side to it, which was raising awareness around HIV, and there's still a massive amount of stigma for people living with HIV, so your support means a massive amount.
Oh, thank you, Philip. Well, I think
so. You do
incredible.
Some good things, Lizzie.
I do.
I mean, Jesus.
No, but this guy is very special. But you really made me. When you were speaking, I had tears in my eyes, thinking, "Wow," because you really were so describing. You know, when you said that you could see the sun coming through. You know, it really got to me how you described it. You know, that first few days, coming to terms with this diagnosis. But look, you're so amazing in helping so many people. It's just incredible.
Really incredible.
Really is, honestly. So what is next? I mean, what's your hopes and dreams, and what are you hoping to do?
So I mean, I've just had a really, really big push around HIV Testing Week and World AIDS Day. So there
take a few days off.
Yeah,
there is still.
Because you were at the event with you had a big event, wasn't it, with David Furnish and Elton
yeah,
James?
Yeah, so on World AIDS Day, I attended a dinner at the Tate Modern, which was hosted by Elton John and David Furnish, and I think in lots of ways they're two of my personal heroes.
Mm.
I would say maybe along with. Peter Tatchell and Sir Ian McKellen. I think in terms of gay rights, we couldn't be where we are today had it not been for the work of Peter Tatchell and Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, it's true.
And I would say in terms of transforming the lives of people living with HIV in the UK and also globally, Elton John and David Furnish have done a really massive amount.
Yeah.
The work that the Elton John AIDS Foundation does is really incredible. Not just for people living with HIV in the UK, but also also globally. Next year, I'm really excited about LGBT History Month, which is at the beginning of the year, and we're going to be marking 50 years since the decriminalisation of being gay in the UK. So it was 1967 when the law was changed, making it no longer illegal to be gay. So that's going to be quite.
That's a huge.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It's
going to be.
We need a party. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need a party. Right, I'll sort the party out for that one. That's incredible.
Well, that's something. I mean, I didn't even know that's happening. So that's good to know. I'll be paying more attention in future.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in to speak to us today.
And Philip, you are. Just are you on the social most media? Wonderful person. This
are you
guy.
On social media?
I adore him.
My website is www.philipchristopherbaldwin.com, and my social media handle is at Philip C. Baldwin.
Got it. Well, there you
I'm
go.
I'm already following you, darling. And he's already following me.
Well, so you've got all the followers, yes, Lizzie. That's what you do.
But you're an inspirational man, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud to call him my friend, because he's such a lovely person, and I'll do anything for you.
Adorable.
Support you all the way.
See,
I will.
Lizzie, you do good things sometimes. Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon. I'm in a Santa outfit soon, so just watch out, darling.
I know, I'm excited
to
see this. And speaking of Santa, how do you feel about closing with a Christmas song?
I think we've got to. It's Christmas. It's on its way.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
And thank you for listening. Thank you to our wonderful guest, Philip Baldwin. We adore you here at FUBA. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Stephen.
See you next week.
See you next week, baby.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.